Hello, it's the 15th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A funeral procession involving reckless actions on the roads of Bedford town centre last week is now being investigated by Beds Police. In videos aiding the investigation, car horns are heard blaring as participants hang out of the windows of vehicles moving at high speeds, with some individuals holding dead rabbits. Two vehicles can be seen crashing into each other as they remain in motion, one of which later collided with a number 6 bus. The procession was on its way to a funeral on Norse Road. Sharon Bazra, Assistant Chief Constable of Beds Police, stated, "We understand that this is a concerning incident to members of the Bedford community and we want to reassure them that we are investigating." Bedford Pentecostal Church has been the recipient of close to £10,000 from Bedford Borough Council. The 50% matching grant, payable from the Mayor's Climate Change Fund, will be used to upgrade lighting to LEDs to decrease the consumption of electricity. Following a stabbing in Queen's Park, a man is being questioned by Beds Police. The stabbing took place at a residence on Cromwell Road. The victim, also male, has been hospitalised. His injuries are not life-threatening. The detained man also required medical attention. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them. The 2022 Good Food Awards has presented Caff the Vibes on the Grand Union Canal in Linslade with a prestigious blue ribbon. The eatery was judged on its food quality, value and good service. They previously won TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Takeaway of the Year in 2020. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.